a judge is set to confirm that yet another bankrupt coal company can end health benefits for hundreds of retired miners and their families. Westmoreland is one of the largest coal companies in North America. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
2 years ago, Jim Bills retired from the Kimmer Mine.
After spending 7 years in the Air Force, I spent 36 years with Westmoreland Coal, and I just retired 2 years ago.
He worked as a laborer, truck driver, and driller. His son works there now, too. Bills recalls watching retirees taken care of year after year. He was excited when his time finally came.
Now my beard turned gray, and it was my turn to collect, and they don't want to pay me.
Now he says one medical emergency could wipe away his and his wife's retirement fund.
And that's just unacceptable. It's greed. It's corporate greed is what it is.
Last October, Westmoreland filed for bankruptcy protection for the third time. The company had over $1 billion in debt. It blames a weak coal market for its demise, along with admitting it took on way too many loans trying to expand its operations. Mike Dalpaz with the United Mine Workers of America says this particular mine has been profitable for over a century. He blames Westmoreland's bad management.
It's like a blind man trying to run a coal mine.
A Texas judge granted Westmoreland permission to shed hundreds of millions of dollars in liabilities. Adding to local anger, Dalpaz points out Westmoreland gave its executives huge bonuses last year.
You know, the problem is bankruptcy laws are made for corporations. They're made by rich guys in Congress for rich guys that own corporations.
UCLA law professor and bankruptcy expert Lynn Lepucki says debtors have an advantage over employees because they're able to choose where to file. In Westmoreland's case, Houston, despite being headquartered in Colorado.
The situation you have now is that courts literally compete for the bankruptcy cases. The courts are changing what they're doing, which I have said is corrupting.
Houston is the third most common city for bankruptcy cases. The top two are in Delaware and New York, with nearly 60% of cases taking place there in the U.S.
The way that they attract the cases is by making the kinds of rulings that are attractive to the people who can bring the cases. Management is central to that. So they're the people who tend to be taken care of in bankruptcy cases.
A bill has come up repeatedly in Congress to end forum shopping. A staffer for Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says the legislator is planning to reintroduce the bill this Congress. Westmoreland's lawyer Michael Slade says it's bankruptcy code that obligated the company to negotiate with the union in good faith. He says it's helped create solutions. It wasn't always like that.
So if this had happened in the late 80s, I think what you would have seen is a prompt rejection of all these obligations with nothing flowing to the retirees and to the employees.
Slade says Westmoreland has been fighting hard for their workers and retirees. It's just an unfortunate climate for coal right now.
This is not the retirees' fault. It is not the employees' fault. It's not the company's fault. It's just the market, which is absolutely terrible.
Slade says it shouldn't be taken for granted that Westmoreland worked hard to maintain workers' pension plans, and debtors are providing a year's worth of health care benefit payments. He says it's in everyone's interest for the company to get solvent.
Liquidation is worse for everyone. They would lose their jobs. The mines would not continue to operate, and that would cause a lot of problems.
The benefits would help transition workers into a long-term congressional health care plan. The American Miners Act of 2019 is yet to be approved, but it's just the latest version of a bill aimed at helping coal workers. The Kimmer Mine will soon be getting a new owner, billionaire executive Tom Clark. Many doubt the mine's future profitability, though, given the power plant next door already has a retirement date. Mike Dalpaz says the fight for benefits is miles away from being over, with new collective bargaining agreement negotiations underway. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.